to commence. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05, December the 16th. What do we got now? 9 more days to Christmas. Wow, that can't be right.
Don't tell me that. It's
no, that
me
can't
out.
Be right. It's got to be 7. Yeah, 9 more days to Christmas. Whoa! That means that Bob and I are going to have to go do some heavy Christmas shopping in about a week. So, hey, good morning, Bad Bob.
Yeah, good morning, sir.
How are you today?
Why is
Doing
it the
well.
Guys wait till the... I mean, I hate to say that, but isn't it in general, generally speaking, the guys wait to the last minute to Christmas shop?
That's a pretty sexist remark.
It's a genetic thing.
Well, it is. You know what? It's because, see, if you get it too early, it could spoil.
Yeah.
It's like back when, in our DNA when we'd kill the animals to bring in. If you bring it in too early, just, you know, it spoils. So it's got to be on time and fresh.
In the moment.
Well, speaking of spoiling, did you watch this morning on Channel 7 that the LaMalfas wanted to remove some of these... Some of these old laws, one of which out of Chico is no smelly or green hides. Well, duh.
No selling of dogs without a permit. Or no, that wasn't it. It was...
Raffling.
Oh, no raffling of
but
dogs.
But I mean, we were talking about spoiling, honey, so I was just
right.
Talking about the smelly hides. No smelly or green hides. That's a law.
Well, you know, speaking of somebody that I try to spoil... Here she is. Yeah, good
don't
morning.
Tell me I'm green and smelly.
No, you're not green and smelly, but you didn't seem to be spoiled down there, right?
Good morning. Oh, gosh. Can't get out of that one.
Oh,
hey,
dear.
It feels good to, you know, I think a lot of us are just dealing with the, there's a gunk going around, and you try to, you know, you got to get up and do what you got to do. And, my God, you're right. We are in the countdown. We're going to have the grandkids in. It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to take them to the mall. And
the 12 days of Christmas decorating, I think, ended last night.
Well, you know.
But you're not promising that, are you?
I'm not promising that, but I'll tell you what the weather's going to be. How's that? And good morning if you're just tuning in and you're getting up. 7:07 in the morning. Woo! KCNR. Morning frost this morning. It is chilly outside. 32 degrees. I'm loving the weather, though. I like it. I like weather, period. Some people are like, duh. You know, I mean, I like it when it rains. I like it when it's cold. I like it when it's, even when it's hot. You know, when it's stale, it's a little miserable. But, you know, it's really great to have the seasons. We love that we're up here and we get to see the seasons. What if it was the same all the time?
Yeah, well, you know what I love? I love seeing that fat person Michael Moore on TV bailed out Assange, the guy that just heads up WikiLeaks. Michael Moore, who, by the way, is a socialist who appears to be a socialist. I don't know, he may not be a socialist, but he appears to be who does documentaries that makes the United States look bad. You know, that makes me happy to see that in the morning. I go, well, he talks about him being a hero, and he talks about this accused soldier who released hundreds of thousands of documents as being a hero. At least the town of Berkeley put it on indefinite hold before they vote to make him a hero. Though it wouldn't surprise me if they did. But you know, you're right. The thought of little reindeer running around, the pitter-patter of little reindeer running around the roof, the little elves running around helping Santa.
We were elfed this morning.
We were elfed this morning. We were elfed twice this morning. I don't know if you'd like to see us elfed, give us a call, 605-4567, or get into the chat room, say, hey, we want to see how Linda, Carl, Bad Bob, Jim, and Eric were elfed. And we'll send you...
We were even disco elfed.
And we'll send you evidence of this. So.
32 degrees at 7:10 in the morning. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Mike's Music on Cypress Avenue. Mike's Music and Sound. It is the place to go get your musical instruments for Christmas. And if it's on your wish list to learn how to become a wonderful piano player or just learn the instrument itself, guitar, bass, or even if you've got that... that dying DJ. You're jonesing to become a DJ and play some great disco music. No, kidding about that. But light, sound, everything. Mike's music. Family owned. Go say hi to Mike.
You know, when we come back, we got to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about that mother who saved her baby's life at the cost of her own. You know, we talk about heroes in all shapes and forms, and here was how that happened. Also, another hero, but maybe an unlikely hero that nobody maybe noticed. I think it's been talked about a little bit, but it was in another incident where there were guns and shooting. This is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, 7:14 in the morning, 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. 8 o'clock, our guest is going to be Sam Paredes from Gun Owners of California. I think it's been a mixed bag this year if you're a gun owner. The fact that you still have the right to have them is a big thing. The other points that, you know, starting next year, when you buy that dreaded box of 22 ammunition, you and the rest of the little Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts go out to use, we're going to get a thumbprint from you, partner. You know, you can go next door, buy that pound of medicinal marijuana. We don't need that thumbprint. We just going to need a rumpled up recommendation from somebody that drives into town. It's called a carpetbagger. Let's talk about something else.
Norma Comnick. We have some friends at Bake, and then there is
Norma. Mayor of Anderson. Brought in oatmeal cookies that floated through the door.
The tray?
The tray. Oh, that's. I thought you were talking about something else. The tray. Magnificent. Bob's got crumbs around his mouth.
A four or five.
Multicolored crumbs around his mouth.
Unbelievable.
Yep. Thank you, Norma.
Thank you, yes.
Thank you very, very much. Hey, the heroes I'm talking about, you know, there was a. I think probably most everybody has seen that shooting incident in the school board down in Panama City, Florida. A guy comes up, you know, points weapons at him. You know, he goes around the corner, and when he does, he's standing there, and this lady comes running out, and what does a lady do? Smacks the gun hand with the purse, and he pushes her down, and she falls down, and he threatens to kill her, and it doesn't happen. But the two guys that are all standing there, when she knocks the gun down, kind of continue to sit there, and, you know. Of course, most people don't really know what to do in situations like that, but she knew. I'm going to hit him with my purse. You know, I've been seeing that ever since the days of laughing. She'd run over and smack him with the purse. It always worked. Anyway, a lot of heroism right there. And then there was a shootout at this mall down, I believe, in Sacramento. And the a lady, a mother, used her body to shield her baby. A mother loading her 2-year-old son into an SUV used her body to protect the toddler before she was shot and killed in an ensuing midday gun battle at a Sacramento strip mall. A Sacramento strip mall has a gunfight starting in a barber shop. Some guys went in and started shooting. The other ones started returning fire. Monique Nelson had just strapped her son into the car seat when she was struck in the chest Tuesday. Detectives believe she positioned herself to protect her son. That doesn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise me at all. You know what love does a parent have for a child? And if there's danger, for her to position herself between danger and her child, doesn't surprise me at all. But she is a heroic woman. She is, you know, and nobody will remember her in that sense. You know, like you do with valor in war, but in this case, she showed as much heroism as any soldier, any Marine that puts themselves in harm's way to save their mates. So we're so sorry it happened, but you know, a mother who gave her life for her child, you know, should be remembered more than just a little headline in a in a paper talking about a strip mall shootout. So, yeah, it is. Anyway, okay. Are we ready?
I wonder what the guy was in there. You know, you want to hear the backstory. You know, gang rivalry. Somebody got ticked off. The guy knew it was a hit. Knew the guy was in there, the barbershop. Not that it matters. It's still flying bullets. And so what I'm thinking is if he went into, you know, so it must be the guy who came out shooting after the guy came in and shoot, you know. And so
I think the guy was in the barbershop and these guys came in and his own men were there too, so that it starts. You know, in whatever case, you know, talk about gun laws. How much you want to bet none of them had permission to be carrying a weapon? How many of them probably should have been in jail? We're going to take a break and we'll come back because I don't have enough time to get into this earmarks. I want to get into earmarks. I want to get into people suing McDonald's for, guess what they're suing them for? Bad Bob, come on. What do you think?
Big and fat?
Big and fat, no. What do you think that a California mother and the Center for Science in the Public Interest, who do you think they're suing? Come on.
Who are they suing?
Happy Meals, McDonald's. Let's talk about that when we get back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR, 1460.
Two, Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Lindebaugh. Good morning. 7:23 in the morning. Couple of announcements here. December 20th, that's Monday, at the Veterans Memorial Hall. Is a beautiful, beautiful event they're throwing that is going to be a free dinner for those who served us, military and families of deployed, veterans and widows, firefighters, law enforcement, Forest Service, EMTs, public servants, definitely a thank you. Walmart is doing so many things, and you can contact to help cook or donate toys by calling 529-8482. So, stop by for dinner and bring your family.
And it's free.
It is free. I said that before you walked back.
I know,
in the
but
room.
I'm just saying it again.
Don't come in here in the middle of my don't move my cheese in the middle of me chewing
never,
on it.
You know what? I would never touch your cheese. Okay.
Okay. Let's talk about the weather too. Today is there's going to be a morning frost. Obviously, going to be. There is one, and it's currently 34 degrees. Going to be high today of 53. You know, it looks like there's some kind of multiple Pacific storms are going to be impacting the region from Friday through mid-next week. And the storms are going to bring heavy rainfall across the Central Valley and Sierra foothills and supposedly a very heavy snowfall to the High Sierra. So we're going to be in the Central Valley, or the people in the Central Valley are going to be seeing 3 to 5 inches of rainfall. We are going to have a stormy weekend.
You know, somebody just wrote in the chat room, what charities can people help? For what veteran events or fundraisers could they help this time of the year? And
by the way, speaking of charities, I just want to remind so we don't forget that
we will not be
ringing the bell
today.
Oh.
But we will be ringing it
next week.
Next Tuesday.
Right.
At Raley's.
Macy's.
Okay.
I'm going to be at Macy's from 2 to 4, but just want
right.
to let you
Macy's
know
Macy's from 2 to 4 next right. week, next Tuesday. We couldn't do it today. Something came up. And so we have to change it to next Tuesday. But we are doing it. And as we get closer.
And that's something that you can give to. Very.
Yeah. Salvation
that's easy
thing.
Because you can walk right into a store when they're
now,
ringing the
you
bell.
You can donate money, of course, to this Serviceman's Feast if you give a call to 524-1214. There's always the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum. They're getting it off the ground. That money given to them is all tax deductible, and they also do so many good things, Rob Burrows and his gang.
Is the Veterans Affairs Council still doing it? Because some years ago, I remember covering that story when all the local veterans groups kind of formed a council as kind of a clearinghouse. Are they still in operation? And that might be a place to check in.
Well, if that first number I gave you was the CVAC people, and that's what you were talking about. But that's a good idea. Okay, a California mother and the Center for Science and Public Interest have sued McDonald's, trying to get the fast food chain to stop using toys to market meals to your young children. Hey, Mom, why don't you just say no? Huh? Just say no. The lawsuit was filed in California Superior Court in San Francisco, of all places, and they claim McDonald's decision to market its meals directly to young children violates several consumer protection laws because it exploits a child's vulnerability. Just say no.
Take a village.
You know what? You know, here's the thing about it. You know what? This just irritates the Christmas season right out of my body. It does. Here you've got Happy Meals been around a long time. You know what? If I didn't want my kid to have a Happy Meal, kid didn't get a Happy Meal. And now you're saying, Mom, is that 3-year-old is running the house? That 3- and 4-year-old is making your life so miserable about it? Turn off the TV. Turn off the TV and start reading to the child. Maybe the child wouldn't know about Happy Meals. Huh? How about that? How about taking some responsibility? You're not a good mother. Instead, you're putting yourself in the news. Oh, my child, it can only eat McDonald's because it has Happy Meals. You know what? It's trash like this that causes the cost of everything to go up. Everything. Even McDonald's Happy Meals, the price is going to have to go up because you're suing them and you're going to lose. You know why? Because there's got to be 12 people. There has got to be 12 people in San Francisco that are going to look at you and laugh. Laugh, roll on the floor, you know, holding their bellies.
It's her cause.
Because you can't tell a 3-year-old that she or he does not get a Happy Meal. So you're going to make sure nobody else gets Happy Meals, right?
Well,
because your child is so much more important than every other child in San Francisco. You must be a liberal, a middle class, upper middle class. You do not want other children to have it. You are a Grinch. You're a Grinch that's trying to steal Christmas.
You're alarming the chat room, Carl.
I, you know what? It's almost like, gosh, I'm. You wonder why I've lost my voice.
It's okay, Dennis, really.
Why have I lost my voice?
Competition.
Come back from 7:30, we've got some very positive things that we're going to share with you.
Oh, come on!
Our guests in the lobby must think that you are just out of your head today.
And when did I start worrying about what other people thought except you? Huh?
Oh dear.
You know the thing about it is that I'm just having fun with it. It's to me it's humorous. You know, first San Francisco wants to do it. Now some woman is suing, so nobody can have Happy Meals. I mean, what's the next thing? Is somebody going to sue and say, hey, you know what? Too many eggs is bad for you, so I'm suing to make sure you don't have more than, you can't buy more than 6 a week.
I'd be curious to know if McDonald's advertises on, say, Oprah, because you know this mom's got Oprah on and probably has on DVR and watches it repeatedly.
Why doesn't McDonald's just pull out of San Francisco?
And I wonder with Oprah's new network, she gets to pick and choose her sponsors, I'm sure.
Well, when you're incredibly rich as she is. So, you know, the thing is, hey, McDonald's, just pull out. Just say no. Just pull out of San Francisco. Carl and Linda Bach, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, Happy Meals can be good for you. Fire Radio and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:34 in the morning, December the 16th. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite right off Airport Road. Doug Tooley puts in Dish Satellite. Local guy doing great work. He's got a super deal where he has rebates. You can get free, that's right, free HD satellite TV. Give him a call, 244-1988. That's Doug Tooley, 244-1988.
Got your voice back?
Oh.
I mean, the chat room's on fire, and people are
Happy
calling, like, are you okay, Carl? Either
I'm
you
okay.
Want
you know
some
what?
Of that, or
Don't
I'm not
get me
sure.
Started again.
All right, so should we go to the phones? Let's go to the phones. Go to Bob, and then we're going to go to our special guest. Good morning, Bob. You're on line one.
Good morning, Linda and Carl.
Hi.
I wish I owned half a radio station so I could force my opinion like that.
Did you feel it? Did you feel it?
You know, what is it that says somebody, because I don't want my child to have a Happy Meal, I don't want your kid to have a Happy Meal. What's going on here?
Try being a parent, yeah.
There you go. I'm sorry, son. Why can't we just say no today? Don't get me going into the Highlander commercial either, where it makes parents look lame. I think that's the term they used.
Are you having a good holiday, Bob? What's on your mind?
I was wanting to make a comment about that. I pretty much agree with your rants and everything, so.
Okay.
Well, thanks. The same thing as having a radio station.
Well, you know, we're talking about it, and I see such a courageous woman who gives her life for her child, and it makes the papers one day, and then I see some woman that's suing McDonald's because she doesn't want her kids to have Happy Meals. You know, I just see the differences between them, and it kind of cricked my neck. It kind of got stuck in my craw.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for
okay,
the call.
Okay, Bob, thanks.
You want me to read a few comments out of the chat room? I used to enjoy the nanny and the professor when I was a kid. Little did I know at the time. They were socialists scheming to take over America. Okay. And also, I understand there's a law or legislation afoot requiring all fast food companies to supply the information.
And that's about fat and, you know, nourishment and stuff. You know. Okay.
All right.
I can see that. No, I mean, I can understand that.
So go to KCNR 1460 and get into the chat room.
Yeah, hop in the chat room, say things.
Well, let's shift gears, and let's talk about what it is to shake your booty, have a good time on New Year's Eve. With us this morning is Brandy Payne in all of her fine glory.
I know.
She is Brandy Payne, has just walked in the door, and she is head of the group sales and the entertainment manager of Wind River.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, I am.
Oh, I got a dance over there. Yeah, hey.
Shake your booty. Have you been elf yet?
Elf.
Yeah, before you leave, we'll show you we've been elfed, and it's going to be the biggest, the hottest thing going on. So what is happening New Year's Eve? Because we want to know all about it.
It's so much fun. We have it every year. It's our signature bash is what we call it, our bash.
Signature
bash, New Year's bash. This year it's a Phantom of the Opera theme. Ooh. Yes, it's super fun. And it's $50 a couple, and you get dinner and champagne and free play. The best one is the VIP, $250. You get a night at the Hilton, limo service to and from the casino and the Hilton that night for two, dinner and champagne and free play at the casino. Plus, we have Steel Breeze playing that night, too, in the event center, and then DJ Jose Ochoa in the Elements Bar.
Ew.
Yes.
Sounds like
you are
getting ready. It's going to be big.
Super fun. And it sells out quick. We don't have a ton of tickets, like just overabundance of them. So we just want to make everybody aware to get them now because we still have 2 weeks and there's not a whole bunch left.
Well, it sounds like a sexy evening.
Oh,
like,
it's so much fun.
A really fun couple or girls and girls. Hey,
good girls.
Girl, go have a good time.
Yeah. Girls night out.
You know, you can jump on the bed in your pajamas.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Jump on the bed in your pajamas. Get ready. Get glammed out.
Oh, yeah, I'm working on the visual here.
Getting a little pillow fight in before you go down.
Yeah.
Well, the best part is...
Wow. Where's my ladder?
Where's my ladder?
Well, the best part is you don't have to drive home.
No, that's exactly. That's where it starts.
You don't have to drive home, though.
It all starts while you're putting it on your face. I keep trying to tell Carl that. There's a whole element of putting the whole thing together before you walk out.
There is.
The mood.
It's a project.
It is.
You start with the music, start with the shower, and then you go to the makeup, and then the hair, and then the hour to get dressed.
Welcome to my world.
Nice to have a little Chardonnay while you're getting
the dog and I lay on the bed watching this. Just this thing, just watch her materialize out of the ashes like a phoenix.
And he's taught the dog to put her paw on paws.
Just stop it.
Okay, a little sidebar there. Okay, so New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Again, the title is your signature bash.
New Year's Eve bash.
This is like a night you can wear a mask.
You can wear a mask in the event center, actually, yes. And we're giving away a lot of cool stuff on the table, so you get nice swag. And you don't have to drive home because we have a free, safe ride shuttle.
You know, I was going to ask you about that in the break because I didn't want to bring that up if it wasn't existing.
No, it's true.
That's great.
You know,
because that way you can go out there, and if you feel like maybe that you've had that one drink more, because I promise you.
You'll have that one drink more.
I promise you, Pete Hansen's. Pete Hansen's boys and Tom Pasenko and the California Highway Patrol, they don't have a New Year's Eve, and because they're grumpy, they're looking. We got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Good morning. It's 34 degrees. Woo! I'm killing it. How about you? 7:43 in the morning at Carlin Lindbard here on Free Fire Radio. Randy Payne is in the house, and we're talking about Wind River's New Year's Eve Bash. Signature Bash is what it's called. Yeah, yes. And the theme is?
Phantom of the Opera.
Right. Mm-hmm. I wonder when you walk through the doors, I am the Phantom of the Opera.
Well, maybe not that much of it. All right, it'll look really cool.
So, coming back again, we're talking about
people in capes.
You're saying $50 a couple. That is a really good deal.
It's $50 a person.
Okay,
$50 regular.
Right.
Yeah, and that includes dinner and then the free play, which is free money in the slot machines.
Okay.
We'll give you money to put on the slots to play. So, and then it includes your champagne and the band. And you can go in and out, so you can go over to Elements, or you can come back over to the event center. Either one. $250 a couple for the VIP.
Okay, that's what I was confused with. Great. All right. So,
yes.
But the couple is okay. The $250 couple is limo,
hotel, dinner, the whole shebang.
And the only thing you have to do is show up in your best.
Yeah, and bring your overnight case.
Yep. Just go to the hotel and we'll pick you up in a limo and bring you over to the casino.
Make sure you bring your lip gloss.
Your lip gloss needs to be popping.
Where do people get tickets?
WindRiverCasino.com. We also have a link on our Facebook, and they can go there. If you go on to WindRiverCasino.com, go under the entertainment page, and you will see the New Year's Eve bash on there.
How fun.
And I think maybe what we should do is give away a pair of tickets today while I'm here.
Right now?
I think so.
Ooh!
605.
A pair of tickets? I think
four,
so.
Five,
for New Year's
six,
Eve.
I think that's what
seven.
We should do.
Wind
six,
River.
605 4567. If you want a pair of free tickets to go
first
to Wind
caller,
Rivers
guys.
On New Year's Eve.
Just go for it right
New
now.
New Year's Eve. And you get, I guess these would be the $50
yes.
tickets.
The dinner for
yes.
the dinner.
You get a dinner.
What is free play, by the
you
way?
You get it's free play on the slots.
Yeah, it's you get money
first caller.
On your card, and you get to put it in the machine and play.
Okay.
Oh. So when you're having dinner, is there like a little card at
yep.
your dinner table? And
there is.
I'm loving that.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a winner there? Okay. It looks like Mike.
You guys do it up in style, I'll tell you right now, because we went to the Nightmare on Elm. Nightmare Before Christmas, excuse me.
Yeah, that was
the
RCF Johnny, dinner.
Yeah. I had never seen that room. Well, we went in costume. We decided we were going to go in costume, and we won the costume. Don't you remember that?
How does Mike get his tickets?
I think he's telling her. Shh.
Oh, please.
He can come down to Wind River Casino box office, which is at the Rivers Club, and give them their name and pick them up there.
Congratulations.
Okay.
I'll have them ready for him.
Okay, so you go down to Wind River,
mm-hmm.
and we'll give Brandy the name,
yep.
and then he will...
And you can pick him up that night. You don't have to go down there right now.
Okay, so he'll
you
put
can pick him up that night or however you want to do it.
Mike, have a great time. Give us a call afterwards. And
we need a last name, I'm sure.
Once you recover.
Yeah, last name would be good.
We just go by phone numbers. That's okay. That's his phone number if
phone
you need to give him a
fine.
Call.
You are so good.
Thank you so much.
Randy
Payne.
Thank you.
New Year's Eve, Signature Bash.
Phantom of the Opera.
There you go. Hey, great time.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Well,
absolute
you know what? We've gone out there to several events, and you all have got a, you put on good events. You know what? People that work there, you know, and the events that we've been to have been extremely friendly.
We're
very,
pretty awesome.
Very, very professional. Yeah.
Yeah
so, you know,
awesome.
Wind River is and Wind River does a lot of things for this community, too. That,
yes.
You know, it's not well known, a lot of the things they do.
No, we don't put it out there all the time.
No, you don't. And, you know, I like that, too. I don't, is there?
No, there is no smoking in the event center.
Okay.
There's no smoking during events.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yes. That's been in the chat room. So,
yeah, no.
Thank you for addressing that.
No, right. There is no smoking in there. It's actually the room that leads into it is also non-smoking. So
you can come in that side room, the back entrance
into the non-smoking
okay.
entrance.
So no smoking.
Yes. No
great.
Smoking.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, and you know, have a great time out there. And oh, one other thing is, they are providing Wind River is providing a safe drive
mm-hmm.
home if you've had too much. You
yep.
even think you've had too much.
Yep.
You go to somebody.
Just sign
there.
Up at this
up
information
at
booth, and they'll take you home.
Okay.
Fabulous.
Yep.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
I'm sure it'll be a sold-out and successful
sure
event.
Sure will.
That's right. Don't wait. Carl Lindbott, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages.
Yeah.
line, do we? It's Christmas time. We want a chill in the air. Bob?
I have frozen fog on the front of my Jeep this morning. Tell me, in south of Knighton Road, it was the visibility was like a quarter mile. So, yeah, it felt like winter. like Christmas.
I love it. You know, you get out. So, yeah.
Hey, this
it's a brisk walk. Sorry. I'm going to keep going about, you know, just on about the weather, too.
Okay, well, we have a sponsor we need to get in here.
Who are you?
Tobacco and Brew.
I was going to say.
One of our favorite people, Joe and Shelley. They've got all types of Christmas specials going on right now.
They've got a sale, exactly.
Great sale going down at 2143 Hilltop Drive. If you need anything for coffee and making coffee and having to do anything with coffee, that's there. The tea, coffee, wine, and of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. And you know, Joe and Shelley have great, great products at great prices, and they're really, really supporters of this company.
I'm almost out of my Jingle Crunch
coffee. Yeah, we've got to head down there.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, tonight, I'm not sure you even know this, Carl, because I was arranging this yesterday, on the spot with Linda Bott is at 6 o'clock tonight, and I'm really excited because I have three musical guests. I've got Shelley and Bill Fendel from Avalon Swing, who will be in town tomorrow night making their first Reading appearance at Anselmo Vineyards. And you'll be hearing some cuts. They've got six or seven albums. I don't know the exact amount, but they play with the Professors. And then Shelley is just, I've known her since I was 19. She's an accomplished singer, has been all over the world. And Bill, you know, an aficionado. I mean, these guys are true musicians. They teach at jazz camps. They have their own jazz camp. They are really phenomenal players. So they'll be on tonight. Then Candace Lavolsi will also be on the air. She has a concert on the 22nd with I think there's 18 harps. And what is it?
Wow.
Yeah. It's going to be quite a show at the Cascade, so we're going to be talking about her music and what the concert will be like. And then Frank DeSalvo has a new Christmas album out, and we'll be playing a cut from that, talking to Frank, who is also going to be out at Anselmo Vineyards for their new wine release in January. But he's got an album that's just been out. And the guy who produced my jingle on the spot with Linda Bott, James Gabriel, produced Frank DeSalva's album. So we have some great talent here in the North State. Unbelievable talent. So that's going to be on tonight, 6 p.m. You want to listen in, because there's also going to be some great ticket giveaways.
You always have some good giveaways there. Yeah. Okay. All right. In our next hour, we're going to have Sam Paredes, who will be he's from the Gun Owners of California. We're going to be talking about what happened this year, what to look for next year. It has been a mixed year as far as people having the right to own weapons and to buy ammunition. And it's such a sad state of affairs that they're going after people that are law-abiding citizens. You know, what about just enforcing laws that are on the books, and perhaps that shootout in Sacramento wouldn't have happened. You got a bunch of gangbangers that have got guns. They should probably all be in jail. Why are they out of jail?
They're not impressed by legislation.
No, they're not. You know what? I got a feeling they're still going to do it. Hey, somebody, Dennis says that Bonnie
Raitt's coming to Cascade in February.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, that's going to be good. And also, Buddy Guy. I don't have it in front of me. Another great jazz blues guy. But I wanted to also add in there that the show at the mall, again, we do On the Spot with Linda Bott at the mall on this Saturday. We've moved the time from 2 o'clock to 1 o'clock. Did you not know that?
I did not know that. Glad you told me.
We moved the show from 2 o'clock to 1 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness. Is that going to work for you?
We are in the communications business.
I told you that, Bob.
Okay, well, anyway, we didn't really define it. Okay, but anyway, the reason I'm telling you that as well is you don't want to miss that, because every single store that we're going to be highlighting, there usually is a giveaway. So if you come to the mall and you're there at the show, chances are you're going to get something free, and it's a great time to be able to re-gift, if you know what I mean. We're going to have five sets. I'm telling you now, five sets of Mount Shasta ski passes. Shasta Park ski passes. I don't know if that's a lift or it's a pass. I need to find that as well. But still, too free to get into the park.
Okay, you know what? That's great.
Yes.
You know, I've got something to give away, too. You know, I don't have it in hand, so you're going to have to give me, like, a couple of hours. I am giving away a Happy Meal certificate to McDonald's. I am giving a Happy Meal certificate away to McDonald's to the first person that calls. The first person that calls gets a Happy Meal certificate. You've got to take the toys, and you've got to bring the toys here so I can prove, you can prove that you had a Happy Meal. That's it. I'm going to give a certificate for a McDonald's Happy Meal to the first person that calls, 605-4567. I'm not going to insist that you feed it to your child. You can eat it. You can feed it to your next door neighbor. Give it to your dog. I don't care. But you know what? A Happy Meal should make you happy. It's Christmas time, right?
So you can go to San Francisco and sit on City Hall steps and eat it right in front of them.
So give me a call. Okay, can I use the Happy Meals in San Francisco when I have to have a salad too? Use it anytime you want. Just go down and get a Happy Meal. I'll get you one here. I'll get a certificate, so the first person to call, 605-4567. I'm going to keep talking about it for the next hour until somebody calls. All right. Okay, we've got just a couple minutes left. The tax pass
the tax package.
The tax package, you know, and next to it, they always put down the word massive. A massive tax package that would save millions of Americans thousands of dollars in higher taxes is headed for a vote in the House Thursday, even as the rebellious Democrats complain about it. Now, the $1.2 trillion bill released on Tuesday includes, this is the part that I want you to really get, more than 6,000 earmarks totaling $8 billion. And you're saying, well, $8 billion out of $1.2 trillion, really, come on. However, don't you remember what everybody said in the midterm elections? No more earmarks. Yep. And McCain, American people said just 42 days ago, enough. Are we tone deaf? Are we stricken with amnesia?
It said in the chat room that you just got 200 calls for your Happy Meal free certificate.
Well,
figure.
Well, you know what? It's just the first one that calls gets it.
Jay,
you get a Happy Meal.
Jay, and you know what, Jay? Probably you can drive through with your taxi.
And we have Jay on the line.
Jay, good morning. We've got about like 30
Jay.
Seconds left.
1 minute.
You want that Happy Meal?
My 4-year-old says thank you.
Would you call and tell us what's inside that Happy Meal that's making somebody go to this extreme, please?
Oh, I can tell you what's inside. These people have the need to control everything. I was talking to some people the other day, because we were talking about Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I said, I'll tell you what. I'll give you Don't Ask, Don't Tell if you leave my Happy Meals and salt alone.
Hey, look. I'll lay off the medicinal marijuana if you don't touch my Happy Meal. How's that?
Put your Happy Meal in your holster, okay?
Yeah, we got to wait. We're going to a heartbreak. Hey, Jay, you won. Give me some time to get it, and I'll have it here for you. Or the certificate.
Good, man. Thank you.
All right. Hey, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. KCNR, 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:05, December the 16th, 2010. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR 1460 and also chatting.
Oh, we are chatting up a storm. Okay, but before we go, I'm going to just tell you a few things that are going on in the chat room. And then we have a very special guest on the phone. But the weather, areas of frost before 10 a.m. this morning. Going to be high of 53. It's currently 33 degrees. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low of around 36. Friday, rain. High temperatures will be near 47. And Friday night will be rainy. Saturday with rain and Saturday night with rain with a low of around 37. So we're going into a kind of a heavy storm weekend. And if you're planning on going up to the High Sierras, I think you really need to check the weather before you go. Now, let's talk about the chat room. Carl had a rant this morning. It was so hilarious. I mean, actually, the needle was on red. because he was screaming pretty loud about the Happy Meal situation. People are tuning in like, what Happy Meal situation? Well, this woman's suing McDonald's because of Happy Meals and toys, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, our chat, our folks in the chat room, it's hilarious. And I think somebody deemed that we should all go up to McDonald's and have a Casey in our day and have Happy Meals and exchange toys. What do you think?
That's, you know, before Christmas. Here's another one, though. They say, let's go down to the Kobe Beef House and then have a Happy Meal down there. It comes with a little tiny samurai sword and sake. That's why it's happy. So, thanks, guys. So, hey.
It is fun, though. We should do a Casey and our. That would be fun to take up a big table and do a Casey and our thing. And
yeah.
Who can catch the egg in the mouth? I know it's gone. I'm probably in my eyeball. It's hit it. Anyway.
People are saying they could go for it right here. That's because some people are better than others at these things. Okay. I've never gotten anything but egg in the eye. All right. Hey, look. Let's go to our guest here and change gears here. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. I'll have two Happy Meals, a Big Mac, and a Angus burger. Supersize my fries, also.
People suing McDonald's to get rid of Happy Meals because she doesn't want to have Happy Meals for her kids. You know, it starts out with me yelling, "Just say no,
well,
just
anybody,
say no."
If anybody knows legislation, it's Sam Perez.
And from the Gun Owners of California. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. How are you, folks?
Merry Christmas to you.
Well, you know, we've had a good morning. We usually have great mornings. You know, it's I know you know, Sam. You've been on that. This is Tuesday was marked our first anniversary on the air.
Yes. And, congratulations.
Well, thanks. And we've enjoyed this. We've got great listeners. We have great support from the community. You know, you can't ask for more than that. But one of the things, as you know, that's dear to our heart and to our listeners is, you know, the Second Amendment.
Yes.
And we've had kind of like a mixed year this year, right?
Well, you're absolutely correct. It was actually, it ended up on the positive side. This year here in California, we were able to defeat all of the anti-gun legislation that was making it through the legislature and stopped it all before it got to the governor's desk, didn't give him the opportunity to decide whether he was going to be anti-gun again. Yeah, we had that happen. We have firearms that are now legal to transport firearms on Amtrak. That's something that we did in Congress. Lots of good things are happening, but the elections nationwide put the Second Amendment in a much better place. We have the McDonald decision that came down this year, which said that the right to keep and bear arms is an individual right, and that state and local governments cannot infringe upon it.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of good things happened. But here in California, with the elections that we had, we're going to face a very, very difficult road again.
Well, hey, let me break in then, Sam, because we got time for a break. We come back. We want to talk about some of the positive things. And,
sure.
But then we need then to talk about how we can get involved with possible things that are going to happen. I know that the new ammunition law starts taking effect next year. So I want to talk about that.
You are the president of Gun Owners of California?
I'm the executive director.
The executive director of, yes. There we go. I just want to make people aware of how intensely involved you are. So we'll be right back.
KCNR 1460. Back on KCNR 1460 on your dial. This is Carl and Linda Bott here. Free Fire Radio. Time is 8:13. I would like to. You heard that song, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Our prayers go to Aretha Franklin, who was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. That's come over the wire. Aretha, the Queen of Soul. We wish you good health, recovery, and many blessings to you and your family during this time. On the phone with us, the executive director of Gun Owners of California, and Sam Paradas. I always use Paradas. Tell me, Paradas.
Yeah, there you go.
I did it phonetically, and I still didn't do it correctly. But anyway, so, Sam, you are always such a joy to have on, and when we see you, you are so entrenched.
Well, thank you very much. I can't think of two nicer people I'd like to share the morning with a cup of coffee and talk about stuff that's going on in California.
Well,
you guys are great.
That's what we do with our listeners. Is just, you know, we you know, they're getting ready to go to work, or they're, you know, they're at work or they're at home doing things, and they've got us on the radio, they've got us on the computer. And it's just kind of a time that they can, you know, especially with the chat room, they just send in a bunch of questions. And one of them, it was something we had alluded to in the last segment, was the ammo bill. Mm-hmm. That takes place, what, February?
February 1st, yes. And there's a whole lot of confusion about what that does. In effect, the only thing that goes into effect on February 1st is that every time you purchase a box or any amount of handgun ammunition at a dealer, you will have to fill in a log that gives your name, your address, your driver's license, the brand of ammo you bought, how much ammunition you bought, the name of the salesman, and then you have to give your thumbprint. You can no longer order handgun ammunition through the internet or through the mail. You can't have UPS or FedEx deliver it from Cabela's or Sportsman's Guide or
that's just handgun ammunition,
just
right?
Handgun ammo, that's correct.
But a lot of handgun ammunition can be used in rifles.
Well, that's true. And the situation is that the Department of Justice has not written any regulations and are not going to, at least the last time we checked with them, which means that each county, each sheriff is going to have to interpret the law their own way. Now, state law says that handgun ammunition is that ammunition that was made primarily for handguns, but it is ambiguous. And heck, I've had handguns that shoot the same thing that shoots through an AR-15, 223 and 30-30 and 35 Remington and 7x30 Waters. These calibers are all completely interchangeable with rifles and handguns. And of course, there are rifles that shoot 45 Long Colt and 44 Magnum and 357. So it is quite confusing. And you can bet your sweet pippy that the authors of this bill are going to be trying to clarify it with a new piece of legislation this year. Of course, taking away more of our rights as they do that.
Well, you know, does this? So I can go when I go to buy that box of 22 ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
I go in and I fill out a page of paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
I give. Do they take an imprint of my license?
Probably. No, they don't necessarily take a swipe of it yet.
Okay. But they will.
Yeah, it's coming.
It's coming. And then I give them a thumbprint.
Yeah, and then they put you right next to the book where they keep the names of all of the registered sex offenders, you know, because you have to give the same type of information that they have to do every time they move.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the way they're treating us.
Well, it's then, like, and then I can go next door to our holistic approach to health and buy a pound of medical marijuana. I don't have to do that.
That's correct.
Well,
now,
Sam,
if you have a prescription, you can go get the legal amount as often as you want,
and that's the law. And that's I got no argument with the law. I just find it interesting. So, isn't it also illegal for me to give 51 rounds to Linda?
No. That was part of the confusion. We actually killed that portion of the bill 2 years ago when it was in the legislative process. There is no limitation on the amount of ammunition that you can give to anybody or sell to anybody. You can buy or sell as much as you want as long as it's registered. The only way to get around the registration thing is let's say that we decide to take a road trip to Reno. We go to Cabela's or Shields up there and we buy a truck full of handgun ammunition, all the handgun ammunition we want, and we bring it back home. There's nothing illegal about that. And you can actually give that ammunition away to your friends. So you can't sell it because then you become a vendor,
a dealer.
All of the things kind of kick in for you there. But you can give that ammunition away. And what do you think gangbangers are going to be doing down in L.A. when they know they're going to have to give a thumbprint at a gun store? Road trip to Las Vegas, trunk full of ammunition, come back, give it away to all their pals, and there's nothing illegal about that. How's that?
Well, it will be. Because the next legislation will say, by the way, that means you can't buy ammo outside of state, too.
That's correct.
Well, see, you know, here's the thing is what's going to happen is they're doing their best to make law-abiding citizens felons.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they do that is, they, you know, okay, the first thing is they do a, okay, when you buy your ammo, even if it's for the shooting program for the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, that the first thing that they are going to do is just do that. Okay, give that thumbprint. Then the next one is, by the way, you can't get any ammunition through the internet, even if it's a rifle or handgun.
Correct.
And then the next thing is, these people are going across the border and buying it, and that's okay. Well, that defeats the whole purpose. Okay, let's make a law about that. Nobody will buy any ammunition in Nevada or Oregon or Arizona, any place else, and bring it back in. Now, people are just going to go, that's too much. And at that point, they make you a felon if you go out and you buy two boxes of 22 ammunition.
That's correct. You're absolutely correct. The intentions of the people we are fighting are not even just about guns and ammunition. It's about controlling us. It's about taking those of us who believe in constitutional freedom and squelching us, making it difficult for us to exist, to live our lives the way we want to. They want to be in control, and they want to make us and put us in a situation where we're not voting, where we're not a part of the political process, so that they are in control. So, Carl and Linda, you guys are absolutely correct that the people we are fighting are an organized left-wing group of people that are all about control, whether it's controlling what we eat and what our kids eat, or the ammunition that we buy, or the guns that we own, or where we shoot, or how we hunt, or how we drive, or how we live our lives. That's what it's all about, and that's why it's so important that you continue to spread the word, and we continue to fight to defeat these knuckleheads.
Well, we have to take a break. We are talking with the Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. When we come back, Sam, let's talk about what's happening right now. Again, we have been talking about that, but what's really going to be taking effect in 2011 and how one can become a member and get active. But we've got to take a break right now. Hang in to the other side. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
KCNR 1460, a home of Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, a home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 8:25 in the morning, December the 16th. Phone line's here, 605-4567. 605-4567. And you can listen to us as we stream on KCNR1460.com, but you can also chat. You go there, you can chat with us. And our guest is Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California Executive Director. And, Sam, we've got things in the chat room. People are saying they're going to use ammunition as stocking stuffers this year.
Now, that's my kind of Christmas.
Praise the Lord
and pass the ammunition. That's what I always
say.
This
is the North State. Well, you know, even our people that are the more, progressive, if you want to say progressives, conservatives, whatever, progressives believe in the Second Amendment up here, too.
Well, Carl's son-in-law is, of course, coming for Christmas, and he's a U.S. Marshal. So they'll be talking guns and visiting some stores. Uh-huh. Well, Sam, we want to tell people to go to CaliforniaGunOwners.com. That's the website, correct? I just set it up.
It's actually www.gunownersca.com.
Great. And there's a lot of articles of things that are happening all over the state.
Yes.
How do we get involved with the joining, and what happens when you join? How do you join? And then the other question is, I scrolled down and saw that in August you'll be up here at Anderson Fairgrounds with a banquet.
Yes.
So that's your scheduled time. Will you be up here before August?
I'm sure I'll be up there either speaking with the Tea Party group or the Shasta Gun Club or Sportsman's Association, and certainly going up to visit all of my gun store friends up there, and look to see what they have and how things are going. So I will definitely be up in that neck of the woods. The whole greater Redding area is very, I've become very attached to it. It's one of the areas of the state where patriots have really gotten together and they've been hungry to learn and they've taken action. They've done stuff to affect politics in California. And if we had that going on all over the state, we would be doing amazing things. But that's one reason why pretty much that neck of the woods is represented by conservative all-stars. And I think that will continue for the future.
Yeah,
the future.
Sam, what are we looking at here as something? I mean, I know that you're walking the hallways there in the Assembly mm-hmm. and the Senate. Mm-hmm. What's the latest brand of taking our weapons away from us that you've been hearing?
Well, since all of the bills were killed last year, it's a new session. They start from scratch, and although on December 6th they had the opportunity to begin introducing new legislation, they haven't done so. What typically happens every year is that they wait till the last possible minute, close to the scheduled deadlines, is when they drop in the anti-gun bills, or they will drop in a spot bill which says it's a whole placeholder for them to figure out what they want to do to us and how they want to do it to us a little later on in the process. But I anticipate that they are again going to try to ban unloaded open carry, the open carrying of handguns on holsters in public. I expect that now Senator De Leon, the author of the ammunition bill, who was an assemblyman, he's now in the Senate. I expect that he's going to sponsor another ammunition bill to make things even more difficult and more onerous, because his bill right now, as we have discussed, is pretty much a disaster. The law is confusing, it's vague and ambiguous. There's no way to really enforce it, and there are no regulations. The bill doesn't give the Department of Justice the authority to even write regulations. So I expect an ammo bill. I expect that they're going to continue to try to ban the use of ammunition that contains lead out in the woods. They did it for the condor, and I'm sure they're going to do it for deer and elk and
well, they're going to try that, but I thought that already went to a court and said that you can't do that. You just can't ban it because nothing's been shown to be proved for that to happen.
Well, you see, one thing about our opponents, Carl, and I know you know this, is that they never quit, even when they know they are wrong.
Yeah.
They will never quit because
they want to wear you down.
They have more money than we do because they're in the government, yeah. And they will use it to sue us or to fight us in court, which is what they're going to do.
Yeah. Hey, Sam, we got to take a break here for the news. When we come back, we need to talk about this more, of course. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460.
Out here, currently 35 degrees on this chilly morning with frost on the ground. It's going to be high today of 53. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Just a short drive from Reading, our favorite destination getaway. Tomorrow night, Shelley Burns in Avalon Swing. You might want to really think about trying to get out there for the holidays. It's beautifully decorated. Great holiday stocking stuffers with their with their wonderful gift shop. I can never get out of there because they've got really fun jewelry, really great prices, and their wine is incredible. So, in Salmo Vineyards, again, Shelley Burns and Avalon Swing tomorrow night from 6 to 9.
And before you, before we get back to Sam, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crystal Air. Before you go solar, go geo. By reducing the energy requirements of your heating and air conditioning system with a geo exchange system, you can downsize your solar requirements by 40%, saving you thousands of dollars in installation. To learn more, visit Crystal Air's website at www.crystalair.info or call 623-1000. Our guest today from the Gun Owners of California is the director. Executive director, Sam Pavretes. Which I've probably butchered your name too, huh, Sam?
No. I respond to a lot of things. Sam, you know, Mr. Paredes, Knucklehead, whatever. I know when they're calling me, so that's okay. Listen, before we go on, I just wanted to take a chance to answer Linda's question about how people can get involved with us. You can go to our website, www.gunownersca.com, all one word. And you can become a part of Gun Owners, or you can attend one of our dinners, like the one we will have in Reading. And that makes you a member. And then what happens with that is that we will provide you with 4 quarterly newsletters, which will give you all of the written information on what's going on in California and in D.C. And we're not going to inundate you with mail. We're not going to give you a gazillion requests for help or anything. We're going to keep you informed and give you opportunities to call on legislation, to talk to legislators, to come down to the Capitol and be a part of a lobbying day. We don't do insurance programs. We don't do anything except lobby in the legislature, work to elect conservative, constitutional, pro-Second Amendment candidates to office. And we do have a little bit of fun, which helps us to raise the money we need to stay in operation. And we are the oldest pro-gun political action committee in the country. We've been doing it in a couple of weeks, 31 years. We've been doing it a long time.
It'll be your birthday soon.
What's that?
It'll be your birthday soon.
That's right.
Hey, Sam, one of the questions that came in, does anybody know what happened to the ill-conceived law proposal that all ammunition have an individual serial number?
Yeah. That was called, not micro-stamping, but...
head stamping or something?
It was a bill where they wanted every bullet to be engraved with an individual serial number. That died several years ago, and because it was literally impossible to achieve that, even with modern manufacturing techniques that exist right now. When you understand that ammunition is being manufactured in America the way it was being manufactured prior to World War I, in the same facilities, with the same machines, and it is not possible unless you completely reconfigure how ammunition is made throughout the world, actually, in order to be able to accomplish that kind of
thing. Well, the whole thing was as you make things harder and harder to buy in California, the ammunition makers are not going to retool.
They're not.
For everything, and they're not going to and so as we see, we haven't been able to receive certain types of weapons in California because they just, you know what, it's not worth their time. Now, hey, let's go to the phones here. Roberta, good morning. You're on KCNR. You have a question for Sam.
Yes, I do. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
I was wondering, the survey that we made phone calls for up in our area for candidates down south, were any of them able to win?
I didn't hear the last part of the question.
Were any of the candidates that we did the survey calls for, did they win their races?
No, they did not. Let me tell you what did happen. There was a very good residual from that. The first race that we were involved in, the top one out of the 2 key ones, the candidate came closer to defeating the Democrat incumbent than has ever happened before, which is a good thing. But now there's actually a special election for a Senate seat because voters elected a gal, Jenny Oropeza, who had actually died, and they elected her. So the seat is vacant. And the candidate that we were working for with the survey is the one who is now the top conservative who's going to run for that special election. And in a special election,
we're losing Sam.
All bets are off.
Sam, we're losing the dead Democrats. There's a big problem here.
Well, you see, unfortunately, it takes death or serious illness in order to lose them.
The way these things are drawn. So I hope under this new program that they're going to be redrawn to districts, that helps.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump in there, but
yeah.
I'd heard that before, and it just kind of brings a twinkle to my eye when I hear it.
Nothing was wasted in the effort that was conducted by folks in Northern California. As a matter of fact, the candidates that were supported or were identified with these surveys, under the new reapportionment that you just mentioned, where the Citizens Commission is going to create all new districts, those candidates, when their districts are made logical and fair, they are going to be in a very good stead to take those seats. So, sometimes it's not instant gratification in politics. Sometimes it's a long-term view, and you build on what seems to be a loss and a loss and a loss, and all of a sudden, oh, you win. Well, it's because none of those previous elections were actual losses. They were, you're building support, you're building candidates, you're building a structure to be able to ultimately win some of these seats. And that is exactly what happened with the help of literally hundreds of patriotic folks in Northern California who were involved in conducting phone surveys. To all of you who are listening, a most hearty thank you for that effort. And I will come back up to Northern California and talk to all of the groups who participated and report in detail as to what
happened. Okay. Hey, Sam, we're going to have to take a break here. Roberta, thank you so much for your phone call.
Yes, thank you.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to the home of Free Fire Media. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices. If you're a veteran, you get a discount. Just tell them you're a veteran. You get a discount from it. They are a man's last stronghold. Don't worry about having to see Oprah or other things like that. It won't happen in this shop. That Cypress Square Barbershop, great guys, great Americans, support our community. Local, local, local. Our guest, Sam Paredes from the Gun Owners of California. Every time, you know, if I pronounce it differently,
Sam,
each time, I'm bound to be right one time, maybe.
I should make it easy on you and just tell you to say Walls, W-A-L-L-S, because that's what Paredes means, Walls.
Sam Walls, there you go. Well, we like that. We've got a question from the chat room before we say goodbye. And we thank you for being our guest today and always being in informative as you are, being the executive director of the California Gun Owners, and or owners of what the title, the correct title,
Gun Owners of California.
There we go. Okay, so there's a question: is where can one get a pamphlet? Could they just go to the website, a pamphlet? So somebody could break a law unintentionally and not know about it. So what are the California rules?
Best thing is if anybody ever has a question, it's always better to talk to a person. Call us at the office at 916-984-1400 anytime, or send us an email at through the website and ask any question that anybody might have on the gun laws, and we'd be very happy to help them out. Again, it's easiest if you give us a call. We'll give you an answer right on the spot. And if we don't have the answer, we will get it for you. That would be that's a piece of cake for us.
I have a question, Sam.
Yes, sir.
You're starting. You know where the quote, you know, ARs are ARs, automatic rifles, even though they're not are outlawed. We're starting to see more of rifles being made that meet some of the characteristics. They're called sporting rifles.
Right.
They say they meet the requirements because they have a magazine that is non-removable.
That is correct. That is the first condition in order to define a firearm as a so-called assault weapon, is that if it has a readily removable magazine. And the law, the statute, one thing that the Department of Justice or no one could mess around with, because it was in the statute, said that if the magazine requires a tool to remove the magazine from the gun, including a bullet or a cartridge as a tool to remove the magazine, it is not considered a removable magazine. So when they came up with the magic bullet button that requires a bullet tip or some sort of a pointed object to be stuck into the magazine release in order to remove the magazine, all of a sudden, all of the platforms, except for those that were actually named in the statute, like the Colts and the Armalites, that were physically named by name, they were banned. But those that were under characteristics, they became legal. And now we see more AR platform guns sold in California than ever before. You find them in every gun store.
I'm seeing that too, and I was wondering about, you know, I know that because it meets that requirement, but it also has the hand grip, which is okay, I guess.
If it has the bullet button, and it requires a tool to remove the magazine, it doesn't matter if you have a pistol grip or you know, grenade launcher on it. It doesn't. Nothing else matters.
Wait, let's not say grenade launcher, Sam. We're trying to win this fight.
Okay.
All right. Got it. Hey, Sam, thank you so much for being with us.
God bless you, folks. And you know, I keep praying for you and the message that you deliver every time you're on the air. And you just got to keep it up because you are our voice out there. And your listeners are being blessed by what they hear from your passion and your commitment and the guests that you bring on. And I'm glad to see that you have more and more sponsors sponsoring the program. So just from Gun Owners of California, a very Merry Christmas and a very prosperous New Year.
Well, we'd like,
we'll be talking again.
You bet. Right, and we'd like Sam to have you on a regular basis just to keep us apprised
what's
going on.
Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you very much. Love you guys very much.
All right.
Thank you
care.
Very much.
Bye-bye.
Before we close this segment, we've got just 10 minutes left. I have two tickets I'm holding right now for the Glenn Miller Orchestra show tonight at the Cascade. They're two. They're Center Orchestra. Free for the first caller. Give us a call here at 605-4567.
Starts at 7:30.
7:30 tonight. It's the Glenn Miller Orchestra at the Cascade Theater. We got to take a break, and we'll see you after these messages.
Back and stand me up.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. We're chatting and streaming on KCNR 1460. Our phone lines are 605-4567. And we are brought to you this time. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They've got a bunch of specials going on. They've got a lot of great sales going on, stocking stuffers, coffee, anything you need to make coffee, espresso, and, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Tobacco and Brew, I was going to say Joe. Joe and Shelley, great Americans, support our community. Go down and visit them.
And Espresso Joe's inside of Tobacco and Brew.
Yeah.
By the way, one more time, I've got two tickets for tonight's concert. It is tonight, 7:30 tonight at the Cascade.
Glenn Miller.
It's the Glenn Miller Orchestra. How fabulous.
I wanted to go to that.
Yeah. Center Orchestra, well, these are our tickets.
I know. I wanted
to go.
We
can't go, but we're giving our tickets away. There it is tonight. It's Center Orchestra seats. Take someone you love, a buddy, a friend, whatever, your mom. It's the Glenn Miller Orchestra at the Cascade Theater tonight. First caller, 605-4567, gets you into the concert.
Okay, you know our chat room.
Currently 36 degrees.
Our chat room. You know, I love you guys. You know, today's show makes me want to go get a Happy Meal, then go over to Nice Shot and blow off a few rounds. You go, guy. We call it the Happy Meal defense. The toy did you in. He uses the toy for target practice. Perhaps McDonald's could put an AK-47 in the Happy Meal. Okay. Well, you know, here we are.
Well, that all started from your rant that took us into the red zone this morning.
Don't get me started. We, you know, as some people have said, you know, why don't we just have a big Happy Meal day down there? And, by the way, Jay, I will buy the Happy Meal certificate. I will announce when I have it so you can come down and pick it up. You just have to, I just want you to make sure you feed it to a young child.
Well, we got 5 minutes left, but there's a lot going on in town. So I know that somebody just called for the tickets, and we'll announce your name in a moment. But before that, let's go to the lines. And, Art, welcome to the show. You're on line one.
Yeah, hi. You came up with my favorite subject, and I had to stop my two-wheeler here and get in my two bits worth. Let me tell you, I'll bullseye myself by telling you, I remember a time when I waited for the Montgomery Ward's catalog to come to my house so I could pour through the pages and look at the shotguns and rifles that I wished I was old enough to own.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Eventually, I ordered shotguns and rifles through Montgomery Ward's. When I was a teenager, they came to my house in a big box. Nobody worried about it. If I climbed on my bike and went duck hunting out in the marsh, I put the old 12 pump gun over my handlebars, went right down Main Street on the sidewalk. No one thought a thing about it. Later on, when I got a little older and I ordered a custom rifle from back east, it was shipped to my house in a big box. I opened it up. It was a beautiful 270, hand-engraved, wonderful piece of equipment. No one thought anything about it. Years after that, I won a 300 Weatherby Magnum in a drawing at a Nevada casino. Ooh. To go pick up the gun, I had to go and find a federal firearms dealer who would accept the gun. And then I had to go pay him to pick up my gun. Now, what 55 years of hunting and writing about it has taught me is this. The people who always chase down gun owners have largely become the Democratic Party as this went farther and farther left. Your guest talked a lot about what he's done, and I appreciate that. I've been an NRA member almost all my adult years. But I can tell you unequivocally, and especially in this state, as bad as it's gotten, the only prayer gun owners have here with this stuff is in a court of law, and today that means the Supreme Court. We've seen the gun bans overturned in D.C. I think they're heading for Chicago.
Yeah, they overturned it in Chicago, too.
There you have it. It's the only prayer, believe me, that gun owners have left. The Republican Party can barely utter a word. They're scared stiff about it. Here in California, you wouldn't even know they existed. The people in this state brought in Jerry Brown, of all people, and Barbara Boxer. I mean, does that give anybody a clue where this state is at? The only prayer gun owners have, people like me like to hunt, eventually is in a court of law. Because in this state, every year, there'll be another blizzard of anti-gun laws introduced by people in San Francisco and Los Angeles. And the Democrats control this state, and they control it completely now. So that's my take on it after 50 years of hunting.
I think you're right, Art. And we just got a couple minutes left, but we appreciate that you had to get off your bike and talk to us about it. You know?
Yeah.
So we'll figure out when you're on your bike and figure out, okay, let's twinge Art here, get him off his bike.
I'm frozen stiff out here, brother.
Get back on your bike. Okay, Art, thanks so much.
36 degrees, Art.
Okay, thanks.
Good for you, staying in shape. By the way, I haven't had any calling because I have to do it tonight on my show. Quickly tonight again on my show, I have Candace Lavolsi.
Glenn Miller. Come on, this is the Glenn Miller.
The Glenn Miller tonight. The Glenn Miller Orchestra is in town at the Cascade Theater. 605-4567. I know everybody's so jammed with Christmas stuff. This would be a really fun event. And the tickets are free, and they're right here. Tonight on my show, if we don't...
So Happy Meals lock up the phones, but a Glenn Miller Orchestra tickets...
Yeah, yeah. I know. But so tonight at 6 p.m., we've got Shelley Burns. We're going to be highlighting some music from Avalon Swing, from Frank DeSalva, and we also have Candace Lavolsi, our great harpist. Yeah. And that show will be, she's going to be giving tickets away tonight. That's 20 harps that will be on stage at the Cascade Theater doing a wonderful musical program and celebrating some Christmas music as well. So you'll be hearing all about that tonight at 6 p.m. with On the Spot with Linda Bott. We do have a winner for the tickets. And that goes to Donna. Congratulations, Donna.
They'll be at the front in the counter with your name on it. Okay, now tomorrow, guess what? At 8 o'clock, we have open line. Now we can really turn it loose. Get your Happy Meals, eat them early, you know, and bring your rifles, bring your pistols, sit there, and we're just going to have an open line shootout. There you go. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.